It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, but yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
I didn't do anything. She was tagging the five sector.
Hello.
Hello.
This is the guy from Machine.
Guy from Machine.
Come see me. And it wouldn't be 98 Mile without your favorite bartender in the city. Come to the Machine, 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 Machine. This one's for you, Fred. Sports Talk. The Jam. It's the place where the hosts are schlubby and the co-host chubby. Except Fred, he will be my hubby. Hello. All your hosts should come here soon.
Come to Machine
and check your boom boom. I'll be happy. I'll sing my tune.
I'll boopity up boop, with a boop, boom boom.
Come to Machine today. Get your boom boom on the floor tonight. Bring Remy. Come to Machine today. Save that guy named Dennis Eckersley just for me. Check that boom boom. Check that boom boom. Hello, Freddy.
Hello.
Hello, Dennis.
Hello.
Dennis. Hello, Freddy.
Hello.
A rugged double bear. Check that boom boom for me. This is the guy from Machine. Check that boom boom.
Wave the flag, honey. The gay flag power.
Hello. Check that boom boom. Come to the Machine, 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 Machine. Check that boom boom.
See you Friday or Saturday night. Bye.
Check that boom boom for me.
Hello.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. And we are on location for one of the last times. At least for Johnny Wallgame. He'll be back in studio. Is that still happening, Johnny Wallgame, on Monday?
Haven't heard anything different from yesterday, so I would say the same thing I said yesterday. Cautiously optimistic that that is the case.
All right, so how long has it been since you've been in studio?
Oh, God. Well, you guys were out for, I guess, 2 weeks. Dan, you know the date. You remember the date better than I do. I think I was in for 2 weeks after you guys left. So what week is this? 8, 9, something like that. So probably like the end of March was when you left. Yeah, somewhere in there. That sounds right. Yeah.
So it's going to be weird.
Yes. It'd be very strange.
Have to get up earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So why are they making you take a week off? I was just trying to figure that out yesterday. Like, the math didn't quite... It must have been early morning head. Why are they making you do that?
It's something... Here, I can find my agents.
Because...
I don't mind. I mean, it's fine.
No, but, I understand,
I'll
but if
find
I...
find my agents, because I have to self-quarantine.
Which you can do the show from home, can't you?
No, and I will. Okay. You're using your remote week for one of the weeks that you're back in Boston. That was the deal. So, no, you could not work next Monday. I spoke with blah, 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 blah. And they corrected me. Sorry, I did not realize that when I texted you back this morning. So, I guess by my thing was, well, if I'm going to broadcast, could I just broadcast from here? And they said, well, if you want to spend an extra week there, you're going to have to take vacation because you're going to have to broadcast from home in Newton for 2 weeks. Whatever, whatever. I mean, it's all fine. I mean, I'll just sleep. It's fine. I mean, I don't care.
Okay.
So that's the way it's going to go. That's the way it's going to be. So I will be gone next week, and then I will be back in Newton broadcasting from my home for 2 weeks, and then I will be back in the studio.
Hey.
So a mere 3 weeks from Monday, I will be gracing your presence, John, in studio.
Very nice.
Now, Rich, you have an idea of when you will be back in studio?
I'm leaving that up to Mary's doctor. So whenever he thinks it's safe for me to be able to go in and kind of go back and forth, then I'm just going to do that. But the minute he says it's A-okay, I'm in. I mean, I don't – matter of fact, it's going to be nice to kind of see faces again.
Come back to civilization from where you are.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Have you been, like, completely sequestered in the fact that, like, how often do you –
Nobody's here, Fred. That's one thing that maybe it's people might not understand is that nobody's been here and nobody's coming here. And so I've essentially been all by myself. Like, a lot of the stores haven't been open for like 2.5 months. You know, as I said, my grocery store is like a mom and pop place that I've been going to. Now, there is one bigger grocery store that's here. But it's like that one and then like the smaller one, and I choose the smaller one because they got curbside. But other than that, like for months, there's been nothing here, nothing. Like, I've walked every trail that this place has. Like, I'm not kidding you. I have found all of the nature trails. I've walked all of them, which is fantastic because now it's tick season. So, you know, which I found
my first tick
on my back this weekend. I'm like, well, fun's over.
And they're all on my wife. Ticks love my wife. So you have to be going insane. Your kids have to be going – everyone has to be going insane.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, is it's like, you know, there's no like takeout. I mean, there is takeout. There's a couple restaurants here, and, you know, they've been fine. But, I mean, you know, sometimes you want some fast food. There's none of that. So, like, I mean, I'm really looking forward to going back and seeing people and things being normal. But, you know, it's one of those things where I'm just like, you know, I'm at the whim of somebody else right now, of Mary's doctor, to figure out when I can do it and do it safe. I got to think it's not going to be hopefully too much longer, as long as, you know, I do it safely and all that. But, and it's just, it's been, there's nothing here. And it's still, there's nothing here because, you know, you can't stay here right now. I don't think the hotels are open yet. Like, people could rent. I don't even know if you're allowed to rent a place out yet, like a home. So it's weird. Like, as I said, there's, like, I don't see many people. It's very strange. I've never lived like that. Like, since I've been out of college, I've lived on top of a bar. I'm not kidding you. Like, I've always lived on top of a bar since like 2000. So it's been like 20 years. When I get out of where I live, when I walk out the front door, it's like a sidewalk filled with people. So this is really freaking weird for me. So I can't wait to see you guys. I can't wait. I kind of miss traffic. I miss that moment when I'm in my car just for 10 minutes by myself, just being able to listen to music or just, you know, have my head, my thoughts just kind of go. I actually miss that. Now, I'm going to obviously hate it the minute I'm back in traffic. But right now, yeah, dude, I want to come back. It's just that right now I got to sit and wait, like I'm sure a lot of people do as well. So yeah, John, I can't wait to see your big, goofy face, and Dan O'Brien, I can't wait to have you yell at me for going too far and, like, not hitting the commercial break on time, and Nick, your big, dumpy ass. And
I can't wait to do that, Rich, yeah.
And, of course, Lockhart. So, yeah, I can't wait to come back, but it might be a while.
So you've been – it's like Swiss Family Robinson, like, or Flowers in the Attic. I mean, you guys are –
The lack of communication with people can't be overstated. Like, I mean, I don't talk
to
people.
That's not healthy.
It's not healthy for a lot of people. Yeah, dude, it sucks. It's not fun. I mean, this is a fun place during the summer when it's open for business. When you're by yourself and it's, I mean, you're liable to go mad. I mean, it's not very
I lost my crap in Newton. I mean, I can only imagine it. And there's crap going on. I mean, there was, you know, at least people around. I didn't hang out with anyone. I mean, I haven't hung out with friends in, you know, forever. Well, I never do because I have not. But that would drive me even crazier than it did. See, here, the neighbors are here. The neighbors are old, but they have kids that are our age, and they have kids that are my kids' age. But they're only here on the weekends. So, and I'm sick. And there's, I mean, I play golf almost every day just for something to do. We can take the kids out on the boat if I don't drive. There's things to do. Mm-hmm. And even I am getting sick of everybody. So I can only imagine if I was, you know, in just what essentially, because you're in a very nice place, but essentially is what you're saying, the middle of nowhere right now.
No, I'm in the middle of nowhere.
With no people, no one around. It's like the island version of I Am Legend when Will Smith wakes up at the beginning of the beginning of the movie. You know?
Well, I mean, and it's one of those things, too, that, you know, like when we first started quarantining, I'm like, all right, well, I got to do something not to be driven crazy. I had this bike here that I didn't really use that much. So I was like, you know, I'm going to start riding my bike. So, you know, the first couple of weeks, it's like, all right, I'm going to go 5 miles in this direction. Okay, 5 miles there, you hit water. And you're like, all right. And then the next day, like, I'm going to go 5 miles in the other direction. All right, boom, you hit water. And then you realize, I've run out of places to go. I can't, like, you know, there's that thing, that sense of adventure, like when you either get in your car sometimes, it's like, yeah, I'm just going to drive, or, you know, I'm going to ride my bike, I'm going to keep going. Dude, I've run out of places to go. I've gone to every corner you can go. This place isn't big. And at some point, you're just like, I'm running out of options here. And the worst, too, is, like, if you got kids... At least that I've kind of talked myself into, as I'm sure a ton of parents have. You know, there's this thing where you never want your kids to play too many video games because there's this almost like an invisible meter that the more they play it, the higher a chance that they're going to turn into monsters and just start fighting. And it's like hitting each other. It's just there's an anger element that after you hit a certain point of screen time, they go nuts. And they're already getting enough with school having to stare at Zooms and stuff like that. But I've kind of like given myself permission to let them become monsters more than usual and let them sit just for a little bit of, I need to be away from you guys, and I know this is something like a drug that you need. You can have it for this small amount of time because I've run out of things to do with them. Like, I mean, there's only so many trails you can go on. You know, I've ordered like stupid backyard games. The other day, I'm not kidding you, I ordered $120 worth of Nerf guns just so we could go out in the backyard and start like trying to shoot each other, and it was fun.
I've done that over Christmas. Yeah, like I no, dude, we've bought so much crap off of Amazon. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. But the good news is that if the Michigan State's opening, they're going to have kids on, and then they're going to transition out at Thanksgiving. So a lot of these colleges are opening. So fingers crossed. Hopefully these schools open because. That's going to take a lot of pressure off of everyone and also maybe have a generation of sane kids that we can enjoy. So I know University of Michigan and Michigan State are both opening. I mean, they're opening. So for residents, and they're going to open up, you know, classes and everything. So hopefully that means that kids can go back to school at least for a while.
Until the second wave hits, yeah, right.
Well, I'm not going to be with my kids for 3 weeks. I mean, we're keeping them down here while my wife and I go back because, I mean, there's more for them to do here than there is at home.
And that's the one thing too is that you know, as far as you know, everyone's had a moment where they feel like they're going insane, and then I just have to sit back and go, man. I am like sitting on I'm in effing Nantucket. All right? Like why should I complain at all? Even though I'm the only person here and it feels like I Am Legend, as you said. But for God's sakes, like I'm safe and I know it's weird, but it's like, you know, and it's like a nice place. There's like trees, you know, and then, like, I mean, there's people in like worse. So that's the thing that's keeping me sane is that when you start to go nuts, you start talking to walls. You go like, I'm on effing Nantucket, all right? What the hell am I complaining
about?
Well,
that's about? Like, but here's the thing, is that's easy to say, but you could also go, well, I'm not on death row. I mean, like, oh, yeah. Always,
I know what you mean.
There's always something better than the situation you're in. No, you're in an isolated situation, and you have every right to be freaking out. That's fine. That's you. That's your experience. You can't turn around and go, well, all right, well, this guy's got it worse than me because, yeah, but that's not your circumstance. Your circumstance is crappy. So, I mean, I read something yesterday about who's the – not McCain, but the guy Stockdale. And it was like how Stockdale – and it was really like about how Stockdale had survived this time in the Vietnamese camps where they were being held hostage. And I'm thinking, of course that's way worse. It's a million times worse. But doesn't mean this doesn't suck. I mean, you know, like, of course that's worse. I mean, I'm not an idiot. I mean, you know, getting, you know, tied between two horses and having them gallop each way is way worse than, you know, being trapped in a pandemic. But it's still not ideal.
Yeah.
All right. Rich, what do we have coming up already? We got to know.
This baseball thing. Just when I keep going, like, all right, they're going to have a season. You know, this is all talk.
No.
No. Okay, we'll talk about it next because after the owners did what they did, now the players are digging in their heels. And, man, someone check on Dan Roach. At least Disney had a proposal to open yesterday, or Dan would have probably unfortunately been.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Did you see Dan tweet at 3:47 this morning?
No.
3:47 or something like that this morning. He said, are they really not going to have baseball this year? Take a look. It's there.
All right. Well, we'll check on Dan, but we got to get to some of the details because last night a major name and a major player representative is made a statement, and this is not good for baseball.
All right. We'll hear all about it in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
Boat.
More of Toucher and Rich.
Stuff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's home for sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night? 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And, Rich, there is problems in the baseball world.
So, usually in a negotiation, two sides start at one spot and then give a compromise a little until both sides are happy. What we're seeing with Major League Baseball is the direct opposite of that. Almost exactly 2 months ago, you know, the players agreed that they would take a massive pay cut, a prorated salary of almost 50% to make up for the games that weren't going to be played. Earlier this week, the owner said that's not enough and asked the players to give up even more, a deeper discount on a sliding scale based on what the player was making, so they would now be losing anywhere between 55% and 78% of their salary. And now the players are answering back with an emphatic F you. Their response, we not only want the money that we agreed to in our first pay cut, but now we want more games, 100 at least, instead of the 80 or so that you proposed. On top of that, The players' union is calling BS on the owners about how much money they will truly be losing by once again demanding they show the players the books, something that the owners have continued to drag their feet on. They've requested data on local television revenue, national television revenue, sponsorship revenue, and official team projections, all things that they've been requesting for a while and still have yet to be given. But where things may have become the most ominous is that the voices right now, or the Twitter fingers of the players themselves, are starting to light up. Last night, players rep, national star, and guy with super cool robot eyes, Max Scherzer, tweeted out.
He scares me because that's not the guy. That doesn't seem like a level-headed negotiator. No. That seems like...
Because of his eyes?
Like, yeah, like, no, because he's a prick. And so, yeah. And maybe that's good, you know, if you're negotiating one deal.
The executive committee. He's on the executive subcommittee of the union.
I know. He's one of... Believe me, John, I'm aware of the situation. I'm also not sure if that's the guy one... If I'm making $1 million a year, I'm not sure that's the guy. And listen, I'm not... I want baseball to be played. I don't care how they do it. But if I'm a guy making $1 million a year in baseball, I'm looking at Scherzer going, oh, Jesus. Yeah. What's this guy doing? This is the guy repping me? All right.
Well,
here we go.
He is, you know, and we said this about stars, and now it's the stars we're speaking. Because last night he tweeted, quote, after discussing the latest developments with the rest of the players, the rest of the players, not anyone specific, just the players, there's no reason to engage with MLB in any further compensation reductions. We have previously negotiated a pay cut in the version of prorated salaries, and there's no justification to accept a second pay cut based upon the current information the union has received. I'm glad to hear other players voicing the same viewpoint and believe MLB's economic strategy would completely change if all documentation were to become public information. Now, to that, there's no way you can't stand behind the players in that if you are going to demand us to take this huge pay cut because you're crying poor, show us the money.
This is very, very – just like the owner's first pitch was very smart – the players, instead of conceding anything, have established their position at the other side of the spectrum and forced the owners to go back and make the first step in their direction. Well, if it's going to happen.
The owners were smart in dividing the haves and the have-nots, and now the players are smart to have them show the books, which obviously are going to get cooked. So the owners are under a crisis now where they have to figure out a way to get their ducks in a row, if I could give you more stupid platitudes, or cliches. But, I mean, they're going to have to quickly, because the owners can't afford it, not to be played, nor can the players. I mean, they got to play. I mean, Scherzer can. But, again, what was it, John, what percentage of the league is...
65% make around $1 million or less.
Yeah, okay, so they can't not play baseball. I mean, let's put it this way. If I'm making $1 million and my career might be 4 years, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, chances are after baseball, if I came out, you know, when I was 16 and this was all I did, chances are, you know, I don't have I'm not going to run a hedge fund right after this.
It was very smart. But for now, at least at first look, although we haven't heard from many of these guys, it looks like the lowered salary players are pulling in the same direction as the higher salaried players. We'll see what happens as we get closer.
But the players
have to realize you're not going to have a 110-game season. This is not going to happen.
Well, that was just something they threw in there.
It's establishing a bargaining position.
That was a bargaining position, and they're negotiating. I mean, they really are.
But they're both going in the wrong direction.
Correct.
Like, neither one is conceding anything.
I understand that, but this is, again, how long have they been negotiating this current time, for this current incarnation?
Well, I mean, the first actual proposal was the beginning of this week. When they said, here's the sliding scale.
Actually, the owners began negotiating a couple of weeks ago when they floated out that 50-50 trial balloon, and it was shot down immediately.
The real negotiations have started this week. So, I mean, they've technically gone on for 3 days. So, it's all is not lost. They're going to play because no one can afford not to play.
Well, I disagree with that. The owners can afford not to play.
Yes.
I mean, these guys are all worth billions of dollars.
I understand that, but they also need to keep the values of the teams and everything up. They need to play. I mean, they get crushed if they don't play. I mean, I'd rather give up a little bit and play than, you know, stick to my guns and, you know, cheap out and not
yes,
play.
Yes, Fred, that's exactly what the players are saying. They're like, we've already given up some. How come you're not giving up anything?
The players are going to have to give up a little bit because you're not but again, if I'm making $1 million or less, listen, if I make $4 million in professional baseball and I'm out of baseball by the time I'm 25, you take the lawyer fees out, you take the agent fees out, and you take all of that. I mean, and then I have nothing to fall back on. I'm screwed. So they need this money. So, again, it behooves the players to play. I mean, it's cute that guys like Scherzer are saying these things, and it behooves the owners to have the players play. And, I mean, the owners know the ramifications of not playing this season. It could destroy the sport. I mean, exactly. Hell, they could not play this season and then not play next season. So... and that destroys baseball.
Yeah,
and
the worst part is, Fred, this is a run-up to an even worse fight.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, this is – no, whether or not they play this season.
That's what I'm saying is that if you don't play this season, there's a very good chance that you don't play next season, or at least next season doesn't start on time because you're negotiating. So – yeah, it behooves – and then you're really screwed if you're an owner or a player. Because then I've lost 2 years of my career. So, and then the owners have lost, you know, 2 years of revenue. And say what you want about them being billionaires. They don't want to lose 2 years of revenue for something that's for a team that they bought for, you know, hundreds of millions, if not $1 billion.
Well, Fred, the one thing that guys like Max Scherzer have right is that, have you seen these TV contracts these baseball teams have?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're absurd.
Take a look at the Yankees.
Oh,
for example.
The Yes Network one is just like, I mean, vomit. Right. It's ridiculous how much money is coming in. And Scherzer's right. He's saying the math isn't working out in your favor right now. If you take a look just at the amount that makes, and then even look at the salaries of the Yankees, who obviously are astronomical, you're like, even with that team, that doesn't make sense for us to take another pay cut. So let's open up the books everywhere. And the fact that the owners are being shady about all of that really tells you all you need to know. It shows that they're lying. They're trying to get more money out of these guys than they actually deserve when they've already taken a pay cut. It sucks. There should be baseball. Everyone knows that. No one looks good in this. But at some point, the owners look just – it's their fault. Everything. The players have done a ton already, and the owners have done nothing. Like, what have the owners done to move things in the direction towards baseball? Name one thing that they've done.
They've started the negotiation process. I mean, that's all they've done.
And the players have done, they've actually at least done something. They've given up money. And the owners have done not only nothing, but they've gone in the other direction. So at some point in a negotiation, there's got to be give
days.
From the other side. Well,
it's
I mean,
been
well,
3 days.
No, no, because
think
at the beginning
what
of
they've done
2 months ago
too.
Was when the players gave it up.
But 2 months ago,
the players gave up their money.
Know,
so it has. In
know,
that case, it's been more
the
than that.
The second round of negotiations started 3 days ago. So, I mean, you can't throw in the towel yet. I mean, this is the way the game is played. This is the way that they do things.
But Rich is right. I mean, even they're going to cancel the minor league baseball season. They're not going to pay any of these guys.
They're only doing two rounds of the draft this year?
Five.
Oh, five rounds.
Five rounds of the draft, and everyone else who is signed after not getting drafted, the max they can make is $20,000.
Oof. Can you
the
imagine?
The owners are putting it to everybody.
Can you imagine if you're a blue chip? Well, God bless college baseball, because they're going to be rolling in it.
That's right.
I mean, you're going to have get your BC tickets now, because because you're going to be seeing a lot of major league talent out there on the field. Well, listen, I do believe they're going to play, And I do believe they're going to screw around and it's going to get.
Did you look on Twitter? Did you look? It's there.
I don't think I follow Dan Roach on the old.
You should. You should because not only did he retweet, they're really not going to play baseball. They retweeted a bunch of puppies.
Yeah. 4:19 this morning. Are we really not going to have a Major League Baseball season?
I'm tweeting him right now. What's his account?
At Roachy WBZ.
R-O-A-C-H-I-E.
Or just R-O-C-H-I-E.
Oh, yeah.
R-O-C-H-I-E-W-B-Z. And I'm tweeting him back saying, Disney is opening in July. Chin up.
R-O-C-H-I-E-W-B-Z. Okay, there he is. All right. Oh, this is a nice...
See the puppies?
All right, now I am following him on Twitter. I follow him on Instagram. But I don't think he goes all in on Instagram. He did a nice little montage to his son the other day on Instagram, if not yesterday. Yeah. All right. Well, it's very nice. Phillips Academy. I like how he used half his salary to send his kid there. All right, guys, what's coming up next?
All right, so the NHL has a plan. It might be a weird one, but we've got Bruce Cassidy's opinion on the whole round-robin situation and Cam Neely speaks about it all. Not everyone agrees with how they're treating the Bruins this year.
By the way, this Roachy stuff is weird.
What do you mean?
What's he doing up at 4 in the morning putting pictures of puppies?
Exactly my point. Baseball has him all back to front, and he's
no,
he's,
I think
he's
the coronavirus has got him all going crazy. Just like, it's nice to know that he's a lunatic like all of us are.
He did a hit this morning, though. I did see that. So that might be why he was up. He did a hit on TV this morning. He was actually on from his basement, of course, which has, well, it's because of the Bruin stuff, because Cam Neely spoke. And it's pretty interesting what he had to say.
No, I understand that, but I just like, so they made him get up to do a minute.
He's probably happy to get up. There's probably been, I mean, how many days? I think he's only doing it like one day a week on average.
Well, so, I mean, next week I have off, and what the hell's the point of that? I mean, I'm here, and I might as well do the show, but, you know, these are the, I dared to leave the state. All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
An app. Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. And, Rich, we've heard about baseball. Now, there's a little something called hockey that has... I mean, play hockey maybe? I'm all up all night watching hockey.
I'm going to watch some hockey. I need to have that clip ready to go from Mike behind the Mike Callahan. He needs to, like, you know what? He needs to do a return to sports song. That I would like.
I miss Play Hockey Maybe. That was a great song. I miss it.
Not bad.
The one I can't get out of my head is the old, whatever, the Lauren Wally song that went, We're up all night watching hockey.
It was almost as if it was recorded at like 2 in the morning and they didn't want to wake anybody in the house up. We're up all night watching hockey. We're going to be all whispery. Hey. And like the video had like the Bruins bear dancing around, but they only had like 45 seconds worth of film and it was a 5-minute song and they just kept looping the Bruins bear dancing in the lobby of whatever, I guess it would be the Beasley place now.
The Beasley building.
That's right. Which you're not
beautiful
allowed to
Dorchester, Massachusetts.
Uh-huh. But when it comes to hockey, it's the paradox that drives us all. We're happy that hockey is more than likely coming back, but pissed that the Bruins are going to get somewhat screwed in the new playoff proposal. According to the new launch plans, Bruins, they would have to play in a 4-team round robin in order to get to the top seed, despite finishing the season 8 points ahead of second place. 24 teams enter, and the Bruins could end up the 4 seed. Now, our friend Bruce Cassidy, our close friend Bruce Cassidy, a guy that probably will end up playing golf with Fred, he talked to The Athletic, and he said, quote, I've said all along I prefer the traditional 16 teams, 4 best-of-7s. He said that on our show. Then there's the argument and everyone saying, well, do you get to play any games? He said that would be the downside of it, and you're getting right into the playoffs. He said that's what I was hoping for. It didn't happen. He said, I'm not being critical. I think they've done the best they can with the situation. We have a round-robin tournament. It'll be tough. We're playing good teams right away. Now, when he was asked about the possibility of the Bruins beginning as a lower seed, he answered, well, that seems pretty disingenuous to me. You're awarded the President's Trophy, and now you're the 4th seed? It just seems a little off.
I've been thinking about it, and there's no reason for them to play the round-robin. Every time I hear that round robin, I just go, has anyone ever been to a round robin restaurant?
Are you talking about Red Robin?
Oh, Red Robin, yes. Oh.
Yeah, you know, dude, they got these insane, like, wacko burgers that are actually, I've never been there, but they look pretty good.
Yeah, I've never even laid eyes on the outside of a Red Robin.
You got to go to Gillette Stadium. They got one right there at Patriot Place right next to the Toby Keith's I Love This Bar, I think.
Oh, right there in Patriot Place, they have a Red Robin, huh?
That they do. They're home of the burgers where they just said, hey, there's not enough stuff on it. Like, we've already got onion rings. What else can we grab and just toss on this burger? You know, how about we just take a whole plate of nachos, full nachos, like Nachos Supreme, and jam it on this burger? It's Red Robin.
Well, that is, you're truly a restaurant Columbus, a culinary Columbus, if you've seen the outside of a Red Robin. But, I've been thinking about it. That's ludicrous. These teams played enough, over three-quarters of season. I mean,
but they spent a lot of time off, Fred.
I know, but then fine. Then do it. Okay, John, what would you rather do? Play around robin and get to and be the 4th seed, even though you won the President's Trophy, or start your first series after another team has been at it? I'd much rather play the 8th or 9th seed. Yep. with no preparation, real game preparation, than I would to play a higher seed when I've already been playing.
Yeah, the answer is, do you want to play an 8th seed unprepared or a 5 seed a little prepared? You know, with only 3 games. And to me,
or as prepared as they are. Look, hockey, more than any other sport, can we admit that hockey sees more upsets?
Yes, of course.
Why would you not want to be more prepared? You see, that's the thing.
But because it could cost you the top seed.
We had Ty Anderson say this yesterday.
I don't care what he said. Lost weight, and he has no room to lose weight. He needs to start eating.
Right.
But it's a philosophical problem. Like, you made me play the season. We dominated the season. And now I have to... I mean, like you said, upsets. So now I have to sit there and play games and totally erase all the hard work we put in and all the success we had in the regular season. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I think the Bruins are talented enough. like Ty. That's I agree fine. With Ty. I think the Bruins are talented
it's
enough.
They'll
win two out of three. I'm not saying it is. These are special circumstances, but I would rather have the Bruins get in gameplay, get them more prepared, and then move into the next round. That's how I would like.
Well, here's what Cam Neely had to say about the new format.
I was involved with some discussions with the league on the format, listening to what some of the options were. I expressed my feelings about where I was headed, but you know, for the good of the game, this is what they thought was best. I know they talked about some competitive games while the play-in rounds were going, but you know, from my perspective, I felt that players would be amped up and ready to go, regardless if they were round-robin games or games to get ready for the playoffs, knowing that other teams were playing competitive games.
So, I mean, it sounds like he didn't want it. Matter of fact, he expanded a little bit on that later on, and it sounds like he wasn't a big fan, but he realized that, you know, he just probably, just like the rest of us, just wants hockey at this point. Now, there has
been...
Well,
he wants a chance at a cup. I mean, they have a a better chance than anyone at winning the cup.
Well, that's why it kind of pissed him off, or you know, there is a weird sentiment that's out there, and it's in the NBA, too, is that if somebody ends up, you know, when somebody ends up winning the championship ultimately, is this going to go down as a championship with an asterisk next to it? And Cam Neely answered this way.
Well, if it's in a good way, I don't see why it would be in a bad way. We've had shortened seasons, whether it's lockouts or strikes, and, you know, had Stanley Cup champions, and I don't recall seeing asterisks beside those years. So I don't see why this is any different. You know, the playoff format has changed in the history of the NHL. The number of games per round has changed. So I still think, you know, if you're going to have to play four rounds and beat those teams, I don't see why there needs to be an asterisk beside the Stanley Cup champion.
Listen, yeah, wacky stuff. If they
play this way, yeah, there's no asterisk. It would have been different if they never played and they just handed it to the Bruins.
Yeah,
that would have been different. But if there is some kind of playoff format, no, you just, I mean, you're not going to remember that.
By the way, there's a sentiment. I mean, there's people on Twitter and there's a sentiment going around that being a top seed doesn't matter if it's a neutral site with no fans. Yes, it does. It's the level of competition that you're playing. It's a better team that you'll have to play if you're a lower seed.
Right. And again, the neutral site doesn't matter. It doesn't. The only thing about playing at home that matters to these guys is the routine and the familiarity they have that they can go home. The idea that they're, you know, the crowd is intimidating them or some such, I mean, you can prove it statistically that it's not the case. So, I mean, look at the Bruins last year. Mm-hmm. They were better on the road. Look at Game 7. They came out lethargic. The crowd didn't do anything for them. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, the only thing that matters is seeding. That's the only thing that matters on a neutral site is seeding. I mean, so you can get first change. But they'll get first change anyway. If they're, because they're going to be the higher seed in the first round that they play.
And also, so, Fred, correct me if I'm wrong, but if they were to be the four seed, let's just say that they were, and chances are that they won't, but let's say there's a chance they are. Wouldn't they more than likely be taking on the Penguins in the first round?
It depends. Yo, if Montreal pulls the upset, and then they reseed or not.
If they chalk, it's Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you don't want that. As a Bruins fan, you should be totally against it. Now, I know that you got to beat the best to beat the best. But you know what? An easier road is something that I don't think anyone would have a problem with.
Well, that's why you play a regular season. That's why you play a regular season.
It is. You go harder during the regular season so you can maybe not take your foot off the gas, but save yourself a little bit during the postseason.
No. To play the regular season and you try for the 82 games – to put yourself in a position to win because the talent that you're playing, I mean, this is so obvious, the talent that you're playing is less.
Yep.
So, I mean, then don't play regular season. Then just go play, you know what, have a two-month terminate every year, and then that's that. I mean, you play a regular season to put yourself in a position for the easiest path to the Stanley Cup.
It's like karma coming back. I mean, you remember all the monsters in the Eastern Conference kept getting knocked off before the Bruins had to play them in the playoffs last year.
Right.
And now this is 180 degrees in the opposite direction.
Yeah, well, a lot of good it did. Well, you know, but those teams lost on their own merits.
I know.
So it wasn't like they were given anything. So, okay, I have a question based on vacation time. When okay. is this all? When is this all coming to a head? So, like, when are like the NHL finals going to be? When are the NBA finals going to be? What are we talking about
okay.
here?
So, August. No, August. You're going to be like into it. From what I'm hearing on both of these. Now, don't forget baseball. No one knows what the hell's
going
on.
Yeah, right.
But as far as basketball and hockey is concerned, it sounds like games are going to start, if everything goes according to plan, by the end of July. Like, we're talking that third, fourth week of July. It sounds like that's when you're going to get puck drop, and that's when you're going to get the first round of the NBA playoffs. That's the and they're both very vague, being very vague. But the more insiders that are talking, it sounds like those are the targeted weeks for all of this to get started.
So mid-September would be when the finals are.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, yeah, except with basketball.
August, yeah.
With basketball, yeah. I guess it would have to be the beginning of September, like Labor Day weekend, because basketball, from everything I'm hearing, they're not going to waste any time. Like, they want to get this done. There's not going to be a lot of days between games. As a matter of fact, I think the majority of the games aren't going to have a day off. I mean, now, between series, maybe, but you're probably looking, Fred, at like the second week of September for basketball, and hockey's probably going to go into October, I would think.
Okay, so I'm all right. All right,
because hockey's going to take forever. I mean, you can't. Yeah. As I said, you can't just like play back to back games for a 7-game series.
Because
you know,
like we've been doing all this stuff during the virus, and you know, it would be nice to be on the air when there was stuff going on. Yeah. So, but I have. Out of necessity, we've booked this thing at the end of August, and I don't want to miss the finals of everything. All right. We will be back. Rich, I understand. We have many things to get to today. I understand that. Mm-hmm. I know that there is that we have when we come back, that we will have the Bankroll Boys. Mm-hmm. I also have been told yesterday that we have a serious case on our hands.
Oh, yeah, good. We do. The court needs to get in the session. We'll do that around 8 o'clock. And what's so great. What's so great is that we had a case, and then all of a sudden, we had an all-star case fall into our laps.
So goodness.
We might have a double session of the court today.
Oh, nice. Well, then just clear out the 8 o'clock hour.
So just get ready. 8 o'clock, court will be back in session, much to the delight of John Wallach's kids, who are complaining that there had not been enough fart talk on the Touch of Rich show.
John, wake the children, turn on the radios.
Okay.
At 8 o'clock. I like that they'll still listen to the show. My kids gave up on that about 2 years ago. They don't care at all. All right, we will be back. A lot of hockey with the Bankroll Boys that we'll get to. As I look at the sheet that Joe Murray sent us, we will be back in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagel Boys.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion. Okay.
Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in his chest.
Oh!
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. The Bankroll Boys are brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now and enter code SPORTSHUB during sign up to try DraftKings for free. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Dan Lifshitz and Joe Murray both in studio today. How lucky are we to have both of them? And gentlemen, I did not mind the match that happened over the weekend. I did find it very long, but you're saying, Joe, and I don't know, Dan, if you share this sentiment, but Joe, you're saying it was a bettor's paradise.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, there's a couple of things that I think me and Dan both agree on. One, always fade Charles Barkley. Like, that is number one.
He's literally the worst.
Because whenever there was something that popped up, like, oh, hey, well, Tom Brady, you know, par this hole or hit this putt, he'd be like, I think Brady's got this one. And it was like, nope, he didn't.
Immediately rip out. Like, everything that Barkley said, the exact opposite would happen. Immediately
but
right
out. I think it was great that every hole you'd watch, which team was going to win, would they par, would they birdie, will they hit this shot, will they win this hole? I thought that was exciting, and it kept it interesting. DraftKings was right in your face, but I just think that that's the way sports needs to be now, is putting those gambling lines in your face. And, I mean, you guys were a casual watcher. I mean, viewer, did it bother you, or was it something that – because I think that's the way to go.
No.
I liked it.
Did the constant, like, updating of betting, is that what you're saying bothered
you? Yeah,
me?
Like, did you like the lines in front of you so you knew, like, you
hell
knew
yeah,
who the favorite
I love
was?
It. Yeah. That, see, to me, that's I think that is something – right. It's, you know, up to this point, a lot of the leagues have had this false sense of, you know, we're above that. And now I like the fact that it's –
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.